Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, welcome friends for another mind-numbing edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Hey, yeah, my heroes are on The Simpsons from KBBL. Hey, Marty and that other guy I can't think of. I never could remember his name. Right, Daffodil.
And the something. Hey. Marty and the something.
Yeah, KBBL. Hey, yeah, well, isn't this the way the radio nuts are supposed to sound like, Daffodil?
I don't think so.
We're doing a radio show. I should sound like a radio announcer, eh, Daffodil?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because you sound pretty stupid.
You always knock me down, Daffodil. I get a little creative, a little different instead of the usual, hey, hi, it's Snarf Dude and Daffodil. But no, you gotta do that.
I'm just trying to save you from your worst ideas.
Why? I don't get it. It's not a bad idea.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well. Anyway, on the show this week, we get a mix of stuff, I tell you.
A little of this and a little of that and some of the other.
We're going to blind you with science a little later on the show. And a few flying saucers, maybe. Well, one, anyway. And on our feature, well, we can't really discuss it.
We have something very special coming up.
Yeah, I think we're really stretching the topics on this one, but we'll tell you more about it shortly. But we're starting off with Kev Hopper. This stuff's kind of weird. So it's sort of the weird side of things on the show this week.
There's nothing wrong with being a little weird.
Well, he makes things so.
There's nothing wrong with being a whole lot weird.
Oh, really?
Yes, because this is Cheese Please, where the wacky, the weird, and the warped happens every week.
Warped and the weird, Daffodil. Warped and the weird.
The wacky, the weird, and the warped every week.
I give up. Okay. We got Kev Hopper coming out with Bathtub Symphony a little later on. But right now, we're starting off with Iron Filings.
Right here on Cheese Please.
Is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
Thank you.
Keys, please, with the Bathtub Symphony.
That was weird.
Well?
No, that was even weird for us weird.
Why did I tell you? It was going to be a little weird. You know, just playing all kinds of bathtub stuff, I guess. And before that, we have Kev Hopper and Iron Filings. You know what he was doing? I realized after the fact.
What?
He was playing a saw.
Yes, he was filing on a piece of iron saw.
Certainly seems that way. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly episode of Cheese Please.
Of course, where we bring you the
wacky, warped, and weird.
Every week.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, Daffodil, though, we're going to hint a little bit on our special profile this week, but because we're saying they're tied into game shows, and because of game shows, we're gonna play a bit of a game to reveal the topic this week on the show. Y'all excited? Come on, get excited like a game show! Yay! Okay, how about this? There we
That's
go.
That's better.
Yay! Okay, it's time to play the Snarf Dude and Gaffigil guessing topic game on the show this week.
It's a game anyway.
Some kind of game.
Games people play.
Yes. Guys, you can stop clapping now. Thank you. Jeez. Okay, how about a bit of a clue here? Okay. Pick a letter, Daffodil. Pick a letter.
No, you're missing. I have to do something else first.
Oh, that's right. I dragged this wheel in here that I found from a bingo hall that I borrowed for this show. So I'm going to turn the wheel here.
Well, no, if I'm picking letters, I spin the wheel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, you spin it now. Here we go. Oh.
And it stopped on 25 cents.
Oh, 25? That's about right. Okay.
That's our budget.
Can I spin it again?
No, that's fine.
Okay. I want to spin it later. I'll spill it.
Now I'm supposed to pick a letter?
Okay. You're supposed to pick a letter.
But not a vowel.
No. Pick C. There we go. Oh, wow. You picked C.
Yeah, but...
What?
It only dinged once. I thought it was supposed to ding once for every single C.
We can't afford that, Daffodil.
Oh, we were only a one-ding show.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
And only one spin. I get my 25 cents, and that's pretty much it, eh?
Yes. There are four C's in the whole thing this week on the show, Daffodil.
Okay. I'm going to solve the puzzle for 25 cents.
Okay, cool. What is it?
Game show host named Chuck Croon Country.
Yay, Daffodil. Guys, where are you? Okay, there we go. Right on. On the show this week, we have game show hosts named Chuck who croon country. Isn't that weird?
This is like weird. I'm impressed that you could actually draw an entire segment out of a little line that I had thrown out there after you found that Chuck Woolery album.
Well, I just do these things. What can I say? I'm Snarf Dude. Anyway, on the show this week, we have none other than two game show hosts named Chuck who have crooned country records. One maybe a little stretch, maybe not. We'll have Chuck Woolery coming up with Painter Lady, but we're starting off with Chuck Barris and the Hollywood Cowboys Orchestra with Why Me, O Lord, on
Playing Games with Cheese, Please.
Why me, O Lord? Why me, O Lord? Hey, how come you like to see everybody dump on me? Why me, O Lord? You must be bored. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, why me, oh Lord? What did I say to make you feel this way? Now it won't be a disgrace if you just get off my case. Why me, oh Lord? You must be bored. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, why me, oh Lord? Lord, I paid my dues. I'm tired of singing the blues. Yeah, I'd like to try and smile for a little while. If my muscles work, why me, oh Lord? You must be bored. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Why me, oh Lord?
We have major traffic piling up within the WASP-12 solar system as a yellow dwarf star continues to engulf one of its planets. All inbound routes to WASP-12b are closed to expedite the evacuation of planet residents as it continues to be devoured by its parent star. Commuters between Jupiter and Saturn should allow extra time as their orbital positions place them farther apart. Heavy traffic between Jupiter and Uranus as travelers take advantage of the shortened orbital distance. As your craft approaches the speed of light, it builds up infinite mass, greatly decreasing your engine's performance. Just one treatment of mass X every 3,000 light years will prevent this buildup from slowing you down.
Dim light of some dark and dingy bar, a sea of whiskey rolling through my brain. I ask myself, this is all I really came here for. But the answer to my question just came walking through the door. Painted lady, desert island. Tears and loneliness, loneliness. Painted lady, would you stay with me tonight, scarlet woman? Would you hold a stranger tight, painted lady? Would you love away this pain inside of me? Desert island in the night, scarlet woman. Would you shed a little light on this man that's drowning here in the sea of...
Geez, please, with none other than game show host Chuck Woolery. And he cut his country song back in 1977, crooning Painted Lady?
I think it's Painted, not Painter.
Oh, okay, just checking. The list says one thing, the computer says another. I screwed up.
I'm thinking it's Painted.
Okay. And as a matter of fact, Chuck actually was one, if not the original host of Wheel of Fortune.
Back when you went shopping for prizes and you didn't win all this lovely cash.
Yes. That was a while ago. And before that, Chuck Barris. He actually had an album out.
I told you. You didn't believe me when I told you.
I didn't. Chuck Barris was the original host of The Gong Show. And he's actually written numerous songs. He wrote one hit by Freddie... What was that? No, Freddie Cannon, yes. Palisades Park back in 1960. But after that, well, you know, he was a member of the CIA or something like that, wasn't it? I remember a movie about that, Daffodil.
He claimed to be a trained assassin. A member of a CIA assassin, I believe it was.
Oh, okay. And that was a directorial debut for someone famous, if I remember right, that movie.
I can't answer that question.
No, I'll Google it later. Anyway, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese, Please.
Yes.
And the fun doesn't stop.
The fun doesn't stop till we get to number one.
Well, this, I think, did this become number one?
My name is Snarf Dude Kasem. And the fun doesn't stop till we get to the top.
What? What? I should shut up and do this.
Stopping the tracks at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on cheese, please.
I know when I get that stern look, I gotta shut up.
Exactly.
Oh, that stern, evil look that you give me.
So what is our chart-topping cheesy this week?
Oh, number one, 1984, 85-ish?
See, I told you we were not going to stop till we reached the top.
Yes, and we did. Look at that. Oh, here's one now. You remember this. Thomas Dolby, Science!
She blinded me with science.
On
cheese, please.
Scientist, it was a bit surprising if the girl blinded me with something.
Thank you. pushing my rig out across the desert one morning about 3, and there was nobody else out on the road, nobody except for me, when I saw what looked like a flying saucer sitting by the side of the road. So I hit the air and I stopped it right there, and I darn near lost my load. Well, I crawled out my rig and I walked on over to this funny looking flying machine. It had some weird designs and some funny looking signs like I ain't never seen. Then I heard this tapping inside, so I opened up the door just to see what I could see. And to my surprise, right before my eyes was a little man looking at me. And he said, he'd been pushing this flying saucer from Mars to Venus and back, but this time he misjudged directions and he kind of got off the track. He said, could you help me get my engine started? I said, I'll do what I can do. Well, I gave him a jump and he said,
thank you, truck driver,
and he flew off into the blue. Now I ain't telling anyone what I saw that night from the cab of my truck, cause they'd never believe me anyhow, and they might try to lock me up. So I'll keep it to myself, but I'll keep a close watch when I'm on the desert again, cause maybe someday he'll come back this way and I'll hear him singing again.
Daffodil, I never realized that aliens sound so much like chipmunks. That's
yeah,
just cool.
Sort of.
It's cool. The Flying Saucer Man and the truck driver Red Simpson there, combining with a little bit of science, the way we blind you with it, or Thomas Dolby did in our chart-topping cheesy on the show this week. That's 1983-ish, I think. 83,
ish-ish.
84.
Ish-ish.
Around then. 1980 for Red Simpson and the Flying Saucer Man, the truck driver. There we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please. And, I don't know, Daffodil. Can't I spin the wheel again?
Fine. You can spin the wheel one more time.
Well, come on. I dragged this out of the bingo hall.
And you have to drag it back.
So, can you let me have some fun on the air?
I did. I said spin it again.
Oh, sorry. I get so caught up in my defense because, you know, the way you are sometimes. Okay, I'll just spin it. Here we go. Whoa! Hey, that time it stopped on 50 cents.
Lucky you.
Well, I'll feel a little better if I can open the glove compartment this week.
Quietly.
I'll try. Those people out there, please stand back. Stand back your radio, away from your radio. This is tricky. Okay, here we go. Is that a little better?
Not nearly so loud.
That'll keep the people off our cases?
I hope so.
Oh, okay. If you don't like, if I'm too loud, email
us. Let
us
know.
Email us. Please, one
comments at CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
Yeah, one person already said we were too loud. If we have a few more, well, it'll be interesting. Anyway, on the show this week, ending off the show, we have Alan Dale. And I'm late.
You're always late.
I'm not always late.
Anyway, folks, thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Cheese Please with your host, Snarf Dude, and myself, Daffodil.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay extra, extra cheesy.
I'm late,
I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And when I wave, I lose the time I save. My fuzzy ears and whiskers took me too much time to shave. I run and then I hop, hop, hop. I wish that I could fly. There's danger if I dare to stop. And here's the reason why. You see, I'm overdue. I'm in a rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. Good morning, Mr. Chatterbox, I'd love to stop and chatter, but in 6 and 7, 8 minutes I must meet with the Mad Hatter. The Mad, 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 Mad Hatter. Oh, we must chat about a very important matter. I'm late, I'm late, for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And when I wave, I lose the time I save. My fuzzy ears and whiskers took me too much time to shave. Ouch, I run and then I hop, hop, hop. I wish that I could fly. There's danger if I dare to stop. And here's the reason why. You see, I'm overdue. I'm in a rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. Gotta go, so long, goodbye. I'm late.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.